This is The Driver's Seat for Kubota. Together, we are building Australia.
Great to have your company on The Driver's Seat. We're doing thanks to Kubota Building Australia. And remember, throughout the BP Supercars All-Star E-Series, Matt and Steve will be live on The Driver's Seat app. Grab it from the App Store and Google Play. Now, the schedule for Supercars was revealed last week. And this week, the Australian Racing Group, which looks after TCR Australia, Touring Car Masters and the Trans Am Series, just to name a few, also released their calendar for 2020. And the CEO of ARG, Matt Braid, joined the guys to talk about the schedule, which begins in August.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks very much for having me.
Mate, welcome and congratulations on this calendar, because looking at the dates, where we're going and all that kind of stuff, it must have been a very tricky thing to put together. Some, I guess, weeks, if not months in the making, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about it yesterday as well, saying I think when the COVID crisis first hit, obviously we had to start planning ahead and sort of wondering when we're going to go racing, and we had plan A. And I think pretty much what you've seen yesterday released is about plan T or S. So it's been pretty difficult to put together. Motorsport Australia have been working hand in hand with us and taking the lead on a lot of the protocols, certainly, and obviously working on availability and tracks and so forth. So we're really pleased with it, and glad you guys are too. Good tracks. It's fairly condensed. We're pretty comfortable that the timing's going to be right. It's starting in August, so that we hope that everything will be a bit clearer then, and we won't have to change tact at all. And then obviously finishing in something special in Tasmania, which we're really looking forward to.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because I don't think of all of the scuttlebutt and rumour that was going on about where we were going to go and how we were going to go racing, that Simmons Plains was really on the radar. And it's not only got one round on January 24th to 26th, which is Australia Day weekend, there's also a non-championship race at Baskerville. How did all that come about with Tasmania? The government, I'd imagine, is tipping in to be able to help us get across there.
Yeah, look, it's come about very fast, actually, and when we're still putting more details and more meat on the bone about the event. But as of pretty much late last week, that materialised and to become, obviously, from a potential to something quite realistic, and we put it to the point, put it on the calendar. And Gary and Barry Rogers actually deserve a lot of credit for that, because Gary, being a proud Tasmanian, and he loves the place and has quite a network down there, and he planted the seed for an idea, and certainly the Motorsports Tasmania, plus obviously the track guys down there, and also the government are looking at it very closely to assist and support, because it's going to be a great event across both weekends, effectively. So it's come about really fast, very exciting, and a lot of people behind the scenes really pushing for it to succeed. So we're looking forward to it.
And round five at Bathurst, the Bathurst International, November 12 to 15. Take us through that, because there's been some change to the TCR cars and the initial thought on what you were going to run there, being an enduro. But how has that taken shape now?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, we do have to blame COVID on that one. So, you know, our event, the international event, was awarded on the basis we did pitch for an international event, getting the multiple categories that we have under our portfolio, and obviously bringing international teams and or drivers to participate on the mountain. With what's going on, travel restrictions and so forth, and border controls, it's very difficult realistically to conceive holding a truly international flavoured racing event at the mountain. So taking that into account, plus obviously the postponement of the 6 hour from Easter, we combine both those events on a single weekend in November. The Bathurst Regional Council has been great and very supportive of that, and has actually allowed us to extend the event to 4 days. So we're effectively putting two big Bathurst motorsport events on in that 4 day period. And TCR now was going to be the headline act as far as endurance, with international teams coming out and cars and drivers from, you know, we had interest from certainly Europe, Asia, New Zealand to come out and race. That's now not going to happen. We decided let's make a sprint round of the championship, and that will allow us to obviously save the endurance and the international component for next year, when we're hopefully clearer at that stage with everything that's going on. But you know, using the mountain to have a great round of the TCR championship, TCR series, but also we might be lucky enough to see some wild cards appear. Maybe if restrictions do lift a bit, there could be a couple of international drivers. And certainly, we know of a couple of Kiwis who came to come across as well. So certainly not what we anticipated, but it's going to be a great event nonetheless. And I think having TCR cars at Bathurst, which we're looking forward to an Easter to debuting there, and now that I have to wait till November, but it'll be a good show.
And so just as a summary, what categories will be actually running on that Bathurst weekend in November?
Yeah, so obviously the six-hour production race will occur. That's going to be on the Saturday. So we'll have production cars. We'll also have many of the support categories from the Easter event will transfer across to the November event. We'll have TCR, obviously, the sprint round. We'll have S5000s running. Have certain Trans Am, and we've obviously got a special announcement coming up in the next few days about what we're going to do with Trans Am there for the Trans Am cars and TCM amongst others. So it's going to be a really full dance card that weekend, I can assure you.
So, Matty, Stevie J here. Finally, Matt McKeldin's actually shut his gob and I can actually ask you a question.
Sorry, I had to get the intelligent questions out of the way, and now we throw to you.
Here we go. Mate, obviously, you know, we were actually together down at the AGP when this whole crisis hit. And, you know, people don't realise it's not just a TCR thing. It's the amount of categories that you guys had to try to organise. It's TCR, it's, as you said, it's S5000, it's TCM, it's, you know, all the support categories and stuff that you guys have as well. I mean, it was, you know, in my opinion, looking at it in hindsight, it's a much bigger undertaking than supercars, because they're really just looking at trying to do their one category and whatever else they can do in the background. But you guys, you know, have really pushed the envelope a fair bit with all of these different categories, trying to get a calendar for all of them, so to speak.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. And I think it is hard, mate, but I think we've really tried to maximise the communication with the categories during this period. And we do treat them as partners. And I hope, you know, you've been on a few calls with us, and I hope you think the same. But we very much, you know, sit down with the competitor group, work out what their thoughts are, how they're travelling, grab their input to what they see the calendar looking. I think, you know, some of the rounds that we put forward, I think, which you've subsequently seen, probably aren't a surprise to you, given what those discussions were, outside of obviously the Tasmanian opportunity.
But
it's very much understanding what each category would prefer, and luckily we've been able to pretty much balance that. There's a couple of compromises here and there, but when you take into account we've got TCR, S5000, Trans Am, TCM, and obviously V8 touring cars as well. But in the main, most of the competitor groups are very pleased with the outcome. Very pleased.
So with regard to obviously starting in August, which I think is fantastic, it gives everybody a lot of time to not only organise themselves, but to see where the country is going to be at that point in time. There's obviously going to be some motorsport starting up a lot sooner than that, with massive restrictions in personnel, in obviously the fan base and that sort of thing. Is this something that's going to be evolving for you guys over the next sort of month and a half, to see what is able to be done with regard to, you know, numbers at the tracks and spectators, yes or no, and pushing forward from there?
Yeah, definitely, Stephen. So, yeah, Motorsport Australia have taken a lead on that and are doing a fantastic job, it has to be said, in these times, obviously working with the various state governments and the corresponding health authorities. Everything is changing by the day, you know, and around the world at the moment, certainly in motorsport. So we're watching it closely. At this stage, we're anticipating we will be able to go with a multitude of categories from August, which that's why we push it later than maybe what we could have gone racing earlier, but we didn't want to be too restrictive. Where at this stage, we're planning that we'll be able to get the categories that we want to have attend those events with, obviously, maybe a slimmed down or a controlled workforce per team and per car, and obviously can run the event properly. And then, touch wood, as the year progresses and the calendar progresses, we're hoping that does open up, that obviously more people can attend and maybe towards the end of the year, hopefully some spectators as well.
And just from my point of view as a Trans Am driver, I just wanted to say thank you for not putting Winton on the calendar. I like Winton as a place. I don't mind it as a track, but for Trans Am cars, I hated it last year. So the fact that we've got Sandown in Victoria,
it's
there.
It's not Matt's fault that you can't remember that many corners. Seriously.
You've raced there. You know what it's like. I think your father said it's like running a marathon around a clothesline. I'm quite happy to be at Sandown with all of our Kubota people there too, hopefully, as well. So on a personal note, thank you for that, Matthew. I appreciate that.
I'm glad you're okay with it, Matt. That's amazing. You're happy, and hopefully Steve is as well, and then we're good. Yeah. That's two.
Yeah, from my point of view, obviously, before we got to wrap up, Jason, just massive thanks, you know, not only to you, but to ARG and to everyone involved, because, you know, we all just want to get out and go racing again, you know, Trans Am, TCM with me. And, you know, we're just chomping at the bit to get back behind the wheel. And this has given us a massive light at the end of a very dark tunnel. And, you know, I think that that August date can't come fast enough, and I'll be crossing them off my planner every day until we get there.
Do we need to get to the gym, Stevie J?
No, yes.
I
wasn't asking you, Jason. We've got till August. Do you reckon we should shed a few kgs before we get to August?
That's probably not a bad idea for me, although I could buy a bigger seat. That's another option.
We could do that. There's always a bigger seat.
So thanks, Matty.
Appreciate it, mate. Great job, mate. Really appreciate all you've done. And it's wholeheartedly say what Steve said. Awesome. Very good.
Well done. Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support too. And look forward to seeing you in August.
This is the driver's seat for Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making Tomorrow Matter, and together we're building Australia.